Many people are unhappy in their jobs, but they have no idea how to change, and because they have little or no savings, they are afraid to lose the job they have. They eventually settle into a comfort zone, and instead of looking for ways to get out, they use their reasoning powers to justify staying in their situation. Many thousands of people have obtained better jobs and better salaries in better locations by following the instructions I'm about to give you here. This is simply the formula for what is called creative job search. It's one of the best ways to put your entire career onto the fast track, and it works with a 95% level of success for anyone who tries it. The first step in getting the job you want is to identify and define your ideal job with perfect clarity. Decide what part of the country you want to work in, what kind of company you want to work for, what kind of people you want to associate with, and, especially, what kind of work do you enjoy doing day in and day out. This may take a good deal of reading and research, and you may decide that you want to get into a different field. A recent study showed that 4 years out of college, fully 80% of graduates were working in fields different from the ones they had prepared for. The average adult in America in his or her working lifetime will have 10 full-time jobs, each lasting more than 3 years, and 4 full careers, each one different from the one before. So it's not unusual to change jobs. What is unusual and unjustifiable is to stay at a job if you're not really happy at it. The second step is for you to go out and do informational interviewing. You don't go out and look for a job. You go out and look for a company where you might want to work. The only way that you can decide if this is the kind of company and job that you want is by interviewing your prospective employer. Fully 85% of the job market in America is hidden. It is not written down, and it's not advertised. Many jobs are filled because people just show up when the job or the need for a particular type of person happens to occur. In your informational interviewing process, you phone up and ask for 10 minutes to get a person's opinions about that particular field. Most people will give you 10 minutes to answer your questions if you tell them that you're considering going to work in this particular industry and you are doing research. In your 10-minute interview, ask about the industry, its prospects for growth, its major competitors, its strengths and vulnerabilities, and where the opportunities are in the future. At the end of 10 minutes, keep your word and offer to leave. If you're invited to stay longer, by all means do so, but never, never ask for or suggest that you are looking for a job at this meeting. You are merely seeking information. What this meeting does is to give both of you an opportunity to assess each other in a non-threatening situation. You get a chance to look at him or her and the company and determine if this is the kind of place where you would like to invest your work and your life. The other person gets an opportunity to look at you objectively without being under any pressure to assess you or make any kind of a decision. Repeat this exercise with as many different companies as possible in the type of business or industry where you have decided to work. Go to the library and do research on the industry. Read everything you can get your hands on. Ask questions of people in the business. Once you've completed your research, you can make a decision on where you want to work and what you want to do and what's in it for them. You then call the person that you've decided to work for and ask for another appointment. Tell him or her that you have now completed your research into this industry and you would like to share your findings. All of this can be done before or after work or at lunchtime while you're still working somewhere else. When you meet with a decision maker, tell the individual what you've found out about this industry and tell him or her that you've decided that you want to work for him or her doing this specific job. Describe the job that you want to do and describe why it is you feel that you could do this job in an exemplary fashion. Explain the kind of contribution you could make to this business and why it makes good sense for him or her to hire you in this position. You can create a job by convincing an employer that, by hiring you, he or she can gain or save more money than you cost. Then, the hiring decision is easy. Not long ago, I conducted a seminar on advanced selling skills for a high-tech company. The sales manager who brought me in to give this talk also took me out to the airport afterwards. He told me that he'd gone through this exact process and decided that this company offered a splendid opportunity for a sales manager, which they didn't have. He also told me that it took him fully 5 months of working on the president of this company before he was finally given the job with the responsibilities and the salary for which he was asking. He had taken full charge of his own working life and was now doing exactly what it was he had decided he wanted to do, and he was doing it in exactly the company that he had settled upon as a result of his research process. If you've done your homework properly, you should have a pretty good idea of the kind of money you can ask for. And here is where you begin to both sell and negotiate. If the individual offers you a job, it means that you have made a sale. But before you accept the job, you're in one of the best negotiating positions you will ever be in. So the rule is this: never accept a job or a salary offer the first time it is made. Thank him or her very much for the offer and excuse yourself, saying that you are going to think about it very seriously and you would like to meet with him or her again in a couple of days. In making you a salary offer, the employer's job is to pay no more than is absolutely necessary to avoid losing you. The first salary offer will usually be 10 to 20% below what the employer is actually willing to pay if he or she has gone so far as to offer you the job in the first place. When you come back, you have a certain amount of power that you must use very carefully. You tell the employer that you're very interested in taking the job, but that based on your research and on the contribution you feel you can make, you think that the job should pay about 20% more than he or she has offered. Give the prospective employer the specific amount that you would like to earn on a monthly and on an annual basis. Then smile and remain perfectly silent. Be prepared to ask for more time to think about it, or even to walk away if the salary offer is too low. However, in most cases, the employer will raise the offer substantially because now he or she, having made up his or her mind about hiring you, doesn't want to have to lose you and start over. And here's a rule with regard to negotiating. It's called the rule of four. This rule simply says that there are basically four issues to be decided in any negotiation. There is a major or central issue, and there are three smaller issues. Once you've agreed on salary, you need to agree on three more issues. The first issue is your next increase in pay, when it comes and what you can do to earn it. Ask for a specific standard of performance or a specific time period. The second smaller issue in negotiating a job is the total benefit package. Does the job include a car, expenses, medical insurance, dental insurance, holidays, vacations with pay, sick days, and so on? And the third issue, equally important, is your exact role and responsibilities. What kind of training will you receive? What kind of backup or support will you be given? What are all the peripheral details that will affect your ability to do your job in an excellent fashion? These are things that you want to be clear about before you begin, because they can often become considerably fuzzy later on.